This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
Family Show and Bruce Sullivan, our relationships expert this morning. How to increase the fun, decrease the stress in day-to-day relationships. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good morning to you both. Look, I think I've made some observations of the world that have been sort of almost glaring at me for ages, but the world's getting cranky. There seems to be this whole group of people in the world, or an increasing number of people, that just don't even know how to be nice to each other. And I think we've just forgotten to have some fun. And we, you know, we get so busy and we get up and get organised, go to work, come home, alcohol injection, go to bed, get up in the morning and do all of that over and over again. And I think sometimes we actually have to get a little more purposeful, a little more playful in how we go about putting some fun back into our lives.
So how do we go about it? I mean, sometimes it can be easier said than done. Hey, the week can really get on top of you, can't it?
Yeah, look, I think it can, and I think there are some things that you can just squeeze into your week as they're happening. And I think, you know, at the top of that list, certainly having conversations with some of the people that I've worked with recently, is they reckon just the ability to learn to laugh at yourself. Is that, you know, we think that we've forgotten this capacity to go, look, it's normal, it's inevitable that I'm going to do something stupid. So instead of getting cranky about the stupid thing I did, how do you just take that moment instantly to go, actually, that's really quite funny when you think about it. And if you can learn to laugh at yourself and each other, it sort of puts a little more realistic expectation on you that, you know, it isn't going to be perfect, that sometimes it doesn't go exactly as you planned and you do muck it up. So when that happens, instead of getting cranky, try just a good old laugh and think about how funny it really is.
Yeah, but seriously, mate, laughing out loud or just lightening up in general? You know, don't take it too seriously.
Oh, look, I think both, Liam. I think there's certainly inside, it's start there first. And we know physiologically that if you actually laugh out loud, it's just good for you. And, you know, there's even all kinds of therapies that you can do these days where they just take you and they just force you to laugh out loud. And literally, it's a little weird, but you just sort of like laugh out loud and you just go, that was funny.
That was almost cartoon evil, to be honest with you.
Well, I've got to tell you, that just felt good even then.
Yeah.
So the second thing with that, to make that happen, is that we just got to be a little bit more like the four-year-old and be a little less preoccupied about the opinions of others. And, you know, four-year-olds, when they're having fun, really learn how to put up with the disapproval of other people. They're having fun quite often, even though other people are looking down their noses going, oh, that four-year-old, oh, how dare you, you know. And yet they're not so preoccupied with the approval or the opinions of others. They're just, hey, now's a good time to have some fun.
It's so true, Bruce, because we do worry so much about what other people think. And probably 80-90% of the time, they're not actually thinking that anyway. You're only thinking they're thinking that. If you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? We're so worried about what other people are going to think of us.
Yeah, look, one of the best things I ever learned was that when I actually think that someone's thinking about me, they're more worried about them than they are worried about me.
Yeah, they're thinking the same thing back that you're thinking about them, which I suppose you are, but in a different way.
Yeah, well, at some level, you know, at what expense do we do that? What cost do we get so preoccupied with the opinions of others? And I think that's a third point, is that we get so busy. What's the thing that kills the laughter and increases the seriousness? Is that we get so busy, the extension of that approval with others, just keeping up with the Joneses, and we spend hours and days and weeks of our life preoccupied with making sure that we've got some more, when really we didn't need any more. We probably just needed a good laugh and we would have felt better anyway. And, you know, when your son tells you a joke, my son told me a joke the other day. How's this for a joke? What did the snail say when he went for a ride on the turtle?
What?
Woohoo! And I was thinking, it just made me laugh out loud. And so, you know, we put a new competition up to say, how do you have some good non-racist, non-sexist, non-religious, non-political, non-vulgar jokes that are just silly, with the goal of making you go, that was really quite funny. And just giving yourself permission to have a laugh, gosh, makes a big difference.
Yeah, I think as Arnold Schwarzenegger said in one of his lesser-known movies, chill out.
Chill out.
Chill out. All right, mate. Good to have you on the radio, hey? Some tips on how to de-stress. Bruce Sullivan, our relationships guru. Mate, let's catch up soon, hey?
Absolutely.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.